This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Isaacs and Isaacs, attorneys at law, address on file. Per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Teresa Henry, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A. Last name is Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, period. On January 18th, 2022, I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, taken the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. I have performed an independent medical evaluation. However, we have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The patient is a 63-year-old female, period. Height, 5'6" tall, weight 240 pounds, period. She was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 22nd, 2019, period. The patient was the driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was rear-ended at a high speed, at a perceived high speed at a stop, period. The vehicle was totaled, period. She had immediate pain in her neck, radiating down her right arm to her elbow, period. She also was experiencing numbness and tingling, period. Approximately 10 minutes later, she had head pain with headache, period. She also had broken dentures, period. Despite treatment the present day, she is still experiencing neck pain with numbness and tingling down her right arm, period. The pain is described as daily and of dull intensity, period. She is experiencing tingling with pain that radiates from 4 to 9 out of 10, period. She is still experiencing headaches approximately 1 to 2 times a week, period. New paragraph. The timeline for her treatment is as follows, period. The next few days after the accident, she was seen in the emergency room at Indianapolis Community South, and x-rays were performed, period. She was referred to her family doctor that week, period. Later, a CAT scan of her head and neck were ordered, period. She was seen at Eskenazi Hospital and returned to her family doctor, who put her on oxycodone and amitriptyline for her headaches, period. She had physical therapy at the Eskenazi facility, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as following, period. She has difficulty lifting over 5 pounds, period. She has difficulty laying on her right side, period. She has problems with head movement, period. Housework and yard work is affected, period. She has difficulty playing with her grandchildren, period. Sports of a variety of nature are affected, period. Sleep is affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include an albuterol inhaler, Spiriva inhaler, period, oxycodone, as well as omeprazole, period. She is taking an allergy medicine as well as Beclofen, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes oxycodone and Beclofen, period. She is also performing exercise therapy, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for COPD, period. She has a history of reflux and allergies, period. She has a history of a herniated nucleus pulposus in the thoracic and lumbar areas, period. The lumbar herniated disc was approximately 30 years ago, period. She did have mid-back pain from a herniated disc, and this may have been aggravated by this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals some headaches in 1997 due to postpartum depression that lasted only a 9 months period. She never injured her neck in the past period. She never had tingling down her right arm before this injury period. She was never involved in a serious automobile accident period. In approximately 2018, she had an automobile accident whereby she was rear-ended, but it did not require a hospital visit or treatment period. She has not had work injuries period. She has not had any persistent headaches in the past period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals many surgeries period. She has had a hysterectomy, ovaries removed period. She has had a gallbladder removed period. She has had a tubal ligation period. She has had gastric bypass period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that she is disabled for a herniated disc in her low back approximately 5 years period. Prior to this, she was a packer period. New paragraph under allergies, no known allergies. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. In the emergency room dated July 27th, 2019, relates a 61-year-old female, presents with complaints of headaches and neck pain after she was restrained driver in a motor vehicle collision 6 days ago, period. Her car was rear-ended at approximately 45 miles per hour, period. She reports constant headaches since, period. She has associated nausea, period. She also has right-sided paraspinal neck pain, which radiates to her right shoulder, period. In the emergency room, they did a CT of the cervical spine, which showed no acute fracture, as well as reversal of normal cervical lordosis that could be associated with spasm, period. My comment on the CAT scan is it does take a lot of spasm and trauma to the cervical area to cause the reversal of the cervical lordosis, and this was also noted on my physical examination as well, period. Also, CT of the head was done, which was a normal CT, period. Neurology clinic notes from Eskenazi Hospital relate a 61-year-old female for headaches, which started after the motor vehicle accident last year, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, examination of the eyes revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area diminished strength in the cervical area, as well as loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. On range of motion, there was diminished range of motion with crepitance, period. Specifically, flexion of the cervical area was lacking 14 degrees of function, period. Extension was diminished by 12 degrees, period. Side bending on the left was diminished by 10 degrees, period. Side bending on the right was diminished by 8 degrees, period. Left cervical rotation was diminished by 22 degrees, period. Right cervical rotation was lacking 14 degrees of function, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. There was diminished range of motion in the thoracic area, period. Abdominal examination was soft and obese with positive bowel sounds, period. There was diminished grip strength in the right hand, period. On reflex examination and neurological examination, there was diminished sensation involving the dorsal right hand, period. There was a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions are, number 1, cervical trauma and strain. Number 2, cervical radiculopathy on the right. Number 3, aggravation of prior thoracic herniated nucleus pulposus. Number 4, cephalgia with post-concussion syndrome. Number 5, broken dentures, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of July 22nd of 2019 period. New paragraph. After review of the records and performing a physical examination as well as taking her history, I have found that all her treatment that was rendered to her and as mentioned above from the automobile accident of July 22nd of 2019 was all appropriate, necessary, and needed, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the cervical area, utilizing Table 17-2, Class 1, page 564, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the cephalgia and post-concussive syndrome, utilizing Table 13-18, page 342, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 6% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident in question of July 22, 2019, period. Because of the severe trauma to the cervical region, the patient will be more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical region as the patient ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life using generic medications, period. The patient will need some more cervical injections at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. The patient can benefit by a cervical brace at an estimated cost of $200, and this would need to be replaced every 2 to 3 years, period. The patient may be more susceptible to repeat surgery in the thoracic area, period. I would recommend an MRI to the cervical region at an estimated cost of $2,500, period. Should this MRI be positive, she may require surgery to the cervical area, period. The patient will sustain an expense of repair to her broken dentures of approximately $2,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation, period.